Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back
to the show.
Welcome back to Not So Sober Thoughts. This is your first time listening. Where you been? This is episode 63. We've been doing this for a hot second.
If you want to go back and listen.
We had a good episode last week. Even the government, like, kind of tried to take over the podcast. Oh, I didn't even tell you what happened this week. So, of course, we put out the conspiracy theory podcast last week. So, I work from home, and majority of the time I'm on the phone. I'm calling people. I get this strange number from Texas. And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
And so the people that I work with, they predominantly work out of Virginia. So I look for, you know, Virginia numbers, North Carolina numbers. Texas was a little odd. So I, like, let it go. I was like, I'm not going to answer this. Looked it up. It was the FBI.
Oh, my God. Wait, what?
Did you pull something out?
No. Are you guys still there? Are you still on?
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Yep, it just paused on us. But it was the FBI. It's the FBI hacking into our stuff again. It just paused
our swear! Things. Every time we mention something, it, like, goes weird.
They're like, no.
I don't think so.
But, so I was like, oh my God, what have I done? I was like, I haven't done anything. I was even, like, thinking, I was like, you know, like, when you're a teenager, you used to download music illegally. Don't even do that anymore. Like, I pay for Spotify. Yeah. And so I was like, what the hell did I do? And why did they want me? So then I'm, like, sitting there, like, looking it up. And they're like, this number could possibly be calling you from the FBI because one of your family members could be missing. I was like, oh, my God. And so I'm, like, calling them back. And I was like, I got this call from this number, and she's like, do you know who it was? I was like, no, they didn't leave a voicemail. And she's like, okay, well, I can send out, like, a big email. And at that moment, the person called me back, and they wanted to place an order because they were traveling to Virginia.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. For the FBI.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. Under the account, is it FBI?
I don't know.
Did you hear something?
No.
I swear I heard something in the mic.
It might have been Lady.
Oh, maybe. I thought it was like a...
It was. It was Lady's tag.
Lady.
Also, I had this post that I was saving. I just knew it wasn't going to take up majority of the episode.
Okay, let's hear it.
So this is somebody that was on my Instagram, and they posted this today. And I just thought it was... We'll see what you think.
Okay.
He writes, my daughter ain't gonna have to work until she graduates college. That's my word as a man.
Oh, my God. I think you're going to change your mind when your daughter grows up.
Mind you, he has two sons already. The daughter's not born yet.
How old is this guy? Like, older than us?
He's almost 30.
Yeah, no. I think that'll change. Why is it just because of the daughter?
That's what I said, too. So, when I read it, I really wanted to comment something on it because I thought it was a very sexist comment.
Totally. 100%. Women are just as equal as men. We can do just the same thing.
Like, I get it. Like, daddy's girl, he wants her to be a princess. But she needs a job.
I hate to break it to everybody, but we both had jobs before college. She said after college, she's like, that's when she gets a job?
Yep.
Oh, and in college. The best thing for us was, like, we didn't have to work, like, that first year, which is, like, super nice because it's a little overwhelming. But, you know, that's 100% bullshit.
Yeah, because you're going to need those basic skills of just, like, working at McDonald's, learning a value of a dollar. That, and it's just showing her, like, oh, you don't need to work. Just go find your husband.
Yeah, because then she'd be like, oh, I'm just done with college. Let me just get married, and I'll be fine.
Yeah, that's outrageous. I just thought that whole post, I'm surprised he didn't get, like, killed over it. But granted, he doesn't have that many followers from what I could see. But if that was a public post.
Yeah, I could see it going both ways. Men, I don't know. Yesterday, I didn't tell you this. So yesterday I went to go visit my sister. Shout out, girl. Went to visit her husband and their new baby. It's like a week old. And we had to leave early because there was going to be a KKK rally in downtown. And there was also going to be a rally, like, opposing them. But the KKK was going to be armed.
Really?
Yeah.
Mind you, she lives in Virginia.
Yeah, so it was sister. Like another four, it's like 4.5 hours from here.
God, that's just like, what city does she live in Virginia?
Charlottesville.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I feel like they're just so behind in times.
That's crazy.
Like, get over yourself. Mm-hmm. KKK is dead.
Yeah. Isn't, she was saying Richmond is like the capital of the Confederate. Or was the capital of the Confederacy or whatever?
I don't know. That's just, that's nuts.
So, yeah, you're disgusting if you're part of that. That's, yeah. We're in 20, freaking 17, man. Yeah.
It's at this point, it's like, why is there even racism? Why is there sexism? Why can't we all just be the same?
Yeah.
It's so ignorant. It's the same principle as, I feel like if you're in a solid relationship and you don't argue, it's a good relationship. Because mm-hmm. if you break down, like, fights...
Mm-hmm.
They're stupid. They're always stupid fights.
Yeah.
And my thing is, there should never, it never should escalate to a point where there's hatred or like bickering back and forth and fights. It's just dumb. Mm-hmm. Your life is way too short to concentrate on stuff like that. If you're in a relationship or even like a friendship where it's like that, you need to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Because I agree.
I feel like if you're with someone who believes in the same thing, you're never gonna have an issue.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm always, like, people that are dating that have different political views, for mm-hmm. one, I'm just like, I don't understand that.
Mm-mm.
I just couldn't date someone that had opposing views. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But I doubt it. I highly doubt that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the whole, the way the world is with just wars and fighting, and it's like, it's so disgusting.
Especially, like, racism, mm-hmm. like, the KKK, because what do they think is going to happen? Like, there's not laws where we have separate bathrooms anymore. Like, nothing's going to come out of that besides hatred.
Well, I don't understand their logic behind it. So, they hate them because they're different.
Yeah.
Because they're a different color.
That's like, oh, I don't like this color crayon. Like,
yeah, that's just nuts. You like blue, I like red.
Like, I don't understand, like, didn't we learn in, like, what, kindergarten? Yeah, just to get along and, like, share and, I don't know.
I don't get
accept
it
accept everybody. It makes no sense to me.
Mm.
Especially gay stuff, too. That's still, like, a thing. Like, yeah, when people are like, you gay? Like, ugh. Sorry.
Well, then the transgender stuff is coming out, and then there's another sexuality where, the Z pronoun. Have you ever heard of that one?
Uh-uh.
So, pretty much what it is they're not transgender, they're not gay,
mm-hmm.
But they represent themselves, like, pronoun-wise, versus he or she, they represent themselves as Z. So, they might be a woman, but they don't feel like a woman, but they don't feel like a man, but they could have some man characteristics, so they don't have a gender.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just attracted to whatever they were attracted to?
Or they could be asexual, where they're not attracted to anybody.
Oh, okay. Always messes me up because people are like, you can't think of transgender as also what they're attracted to. That's a totally different thing.
Yeah, and it is a little confusing, but I mean, I feel like at this point, it's like, if you love them, go ahead. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not animals.
Yeah,
guys. Or like objects.
Didn't we say that in the last
podcast? Yeah, we're good. I think that's just outrageous. I remember the Tyra Banks show. Do you ever watch that show?
Yeah, I did.
She had a whole episode on the people that were sexually attracted to objects, and one lady like loved the Berlin Wall, and she had a piece of it, and she used to masturbate to it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Or like that show, My Strange Addiction, mm-hmm. or My Strange Obsession.
Ew, the one where the girl like couch cushions.
No, these are the ones that they like loved objects. Oh. Like one guy, he loved his car to the point where he would sit outside and
one.
Kiss on it.
Oh, that was weird.
And he was gay for his car because his car was a guy.
How the hell? Oh my god. I also saw there was a transgender man, mm-hmm. was a woman now. No. Woman. God, I can't remember. One of them. No. Woman. I'm going crazy. Is it a man? I think it's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Transgender man with a vagina still or something. Mm-hmm. And it was like before everything with Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn whatever got bigger. And he was on the Tyra show. Mm-hmm. And he said that like Tyra made it seem like it was going to be like just a general conversation. And she was like, he went on there and she was asking him like all these personal questions that you like usually wouldn't mm-hmm. ask, but like the genitalia and all mm-hmm. that. And he was like, I'm so uncomfortable, because he went on the Shane Dawson podcast mm-hmm. and talked about it. And I was like, oh my god, Tyra.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so new at that time, too. True. It was probably the same episode with the transvestite.
He was saying, too, he's like, all these people that weren't even, like me. Like, it was so weird. Because
isn't transvestite, correct me if I'm wrong, is when they have both genitalia. And it's a very small percentage, but some people are born with both. Let me look that up.
I don't know. I thought transvestite was just, like, kind of, like, similar to a drag queen.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on, we don't want to say the wrong thing. Trans,
because they did have a girl that was on there, or I guess it was, didn't have a gender.
Oh, really?
Because it had male and female parts down below. And then there's another girl on there that had two vaginas.
Oh.
And she didn't know for a while. Mm-hmm. And then when she was having sex, it was painful just because the way it was made.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, her period was just so long because she would, like, they were on two separate cycles.
So did she have two sets of, like, ovaries mm-hmm. and all that? Mm-hmm. That's really weird. Okay, transvestite. A person, typically a man, who derives pleasure from dressing in clothing primarily associated with the opposite sex.
Okay, so that's transgender then.
Yeah, or just like a drag queen, right? Kind of, because they're not.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it'd be like a drag queen.
I just feel like there's so many different categories of stuff now too, because mm-hmm. you even have gay men that aren't trans, mm-hmm. but they put makeup on.
Yeah,
like Manny makeup.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just weird. Everybody's just kind of mm-hmm. being their own. I mean, whatever.
Because I feel like we're in a day and age where like people want to categorize like everything and put you in a box, but at this point, like you can't.
Yeah, I just think it's dumb. Our friend Jacob was saying that. Does that sound weird?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, ah. Our friend Jacob was saying that in the state of, like, Vermont or something. I don't know. Somewhere that they, like, don't want to have a, they can now mark, like, no gender. Like, they don't want to be female or male, but they, it's going to be, like, legal, like, on their ID.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is weird. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They want to identify with no gender. I feel like.
You already can do that now on some school applications.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we're taking tests.
Huh.
You could say male, female, or choose not to say.
I guess if I had, like, both parts, I wouldn't want to say. That's the only reason I would choose that, but he was saying that, like, 1% of people have that.
Yeah. Or I guess it's maybe the people that have the Z pronoun that can't mm-hmm. categorize as either one.
Anyway, this isn't what we were supposed to talk about.
But we got on a tangent. All right, so bring them into what we were supposed to talk about. All right, today.
Guys. So, I listened to a podcast that one of the old Bachelorette contestants, Ashley I, who was, like, known as the crier, and they did a whole episode on odd celebrity couples. And there's some that, like, I was like, oh, my God. And I mentioned to Megan. I was like, let's do an episode on that. So that's what we're going to do and, like, react, get a reaction. Because some of them you just forget about.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a whole list. Mm-hmm. We're just going to go through them. This is the first time I'm seeing them or reading them out. So I'm going to be just as shocked.
I have no idea what she has over there.
Our first one that I was like, Justin Timberlake and Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Oh, really?
Yes! Let's see what it says if they dated. In a recent appearance on Watch That What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Jenna Dewan Tatum revealed that she used to date Justin Timberlake. The actress was one of Justin's backup dancers at the time, confirmed that about his big public. Oh, it was around the time he split with Britney. We dated mm-hmm. not that long. We were like friends, then dated, and yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Makes sense.
They're both good looking.
Yeah, they seem like each other's type, too. Yeah. Because look at their spouses.
Yeah. Well, they were saying, they did mention, they were talking about, it's called the I Don't Get It. So they're like, I don't understand why Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are together. Because they said that they think she's boring.
Yeah. That, and so many men find her attractive. I don't get it. I think she's just kind of there.
I don't know. I remember her bad days from, or bad girl days from, Seventh Heaven.
Oh, brother.
So, I don't know. I think she's interesting, and she's pretty.
Eh.
Okay. All right.
I would have rather, seen Britney Spears than Justin Timberlake personally get married, but, you know, that's just the 90s kid in me.
Who's Diane Lane?
Do you
know?
Remember.
Okay, John Bon Jovi and Diane Lane. I don't know who that is. I know John Bon Jovi, but
Is Diane Lane that old lady?
I don't know. It says they were dated in the 80s.
Let's see. Diane Lane. Why does that sound familiar?
She sounds like that old, like an actress, maybe.
I think I'm thinking of someone else, though.
Hold on. We're looking it up. Please hold. Yeah.
She's in,
Oh, yeah.
Knights of Rodanthe.
Is that what it's called? Isn't it Rodanthe? You might be right. Rodanthe? Or...
No, it's Rodanthe because it's in
Rodanthe? North... Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
It's in North Carolina.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess I don't know anything. Oh, my God. All
right. She's also in Unfaithful, Under the Tuscan Sun. She's in Batman vs. Superman, and she...
Oh, Clark Kent's mom.
Yep.
Martha?
Yep.
Martha!
Yeah, that's the only other ones I really see that she's, like, in a, you know,
popular yeah. movies. Look her up if you don't know, but I guess they dated back in the 80s. All right, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Could you guess what I'm going to say?
It's going to be someone weird like Macaulay Culkin.
Ryan Gosling.
I knew that one.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they said they dated, they split up in 2002. They dated for, like, a year, it says.
Yeah.
Hmm, okay.
They were in that movie together.
What movie? Isn't he younger than her?
Oh, they weren't in a movie together.
Oh, she's 16 years older than him.
Yeah.
Did you see that, I think it's Heidi Klum is dating, like, a 21-year... No, not Heidi Klum. Who is it? Someone, like, 40 is, like, dating... Some actress or model is dating, like, a 21-year-old.
They can do it because they're a model.
Oh, my. Oh, it's nuts.
I know, lady. It's crazy.
I
think Macaulay Culkin and Mila Kunis, that's a what the fuck couple.
When did they date?
In the 90s.
How long? Was it a long time?
Like 8 years.
That is weird. She probably realized, woke up and was like, oh, I'm way too good for him.
And I'm like, oh my God, who is that?
He just like, he could have been such a good looking dude and then he just let it go.
Yeah.
He just kind of looks like drugs, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the poster boy for drugs.
Yeah. Looking up in the dictionary, drugs.
Madonna and Michael Jackson. I think we all knew that mm-hmm. one. Okay. Alexis Bledel. Remember her from Gilmore Girls, right?
Is that the girl?
Yep. Okay, so Alexis Bledel.
She's the Gilmore girl.
And the Gilmore girl. The younger one.
She's in, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yep. And then, I don't think you're going to know him by the name Milo Ventimiglia.
Hell no. Who is that?
This Is Us guy, the dad, like the younger, like good-looking dad.
Oh, he's in Heroes?
Yeah. They have pictures I'm showing her.
Oh my God.
They kind of seem like they would
be dating. Where did they meet?
Let's see. The pair met on the 2000s TV. Oh, they met on Gilmore Girls. I guess he was on it.
Oh yeah, he was. I didn't see a lot of their episodes, but I remember he was on there for a wee bit.
Yeah, and it says they dated, for 3 years before calling it quits in 2006. God, that doesn't seem that long ago. 2006. Mm-mm. We were in ninth grade.
You know, just like 11 years ago.
God. Okay. Bradley Cooper and Renee Zellweger.
Knew that one.
You did? Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that one. It says they dated for a whole 2 years before splitting up.
I thought that one was weird, too.
Let's see here.
Because Bradley Cooper is just too good looking for her.
Yeah, I think so, too. Sorry, Renee. Kim Kardashian mm-hmm. and Nick Cannon.
Knew that one, too. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
That was, like, right before Ray J, I think.
Mm-hmm. Two started dating in 2006, but the relationship was short-lived. Longer than 72 days, though.
Okay. Let's just stab Kim. Take a stab at her.
Drew Barrymore and David Arquette. Do you know who David Arquette is?
I don't remember.
He's, like, crazy now. He did it, married Courtney Cox, got divorced. Oh, yeah. He, like, went nuts. How long did they date? I guess they secretly dated. It doesn't say how long, though, but it is confirmed. This is from Glamour magazine, by the way, if you guys want to look. Who's January Jones? Is she an actress?
She related to Indiana?
Oh, no. I go, I guess she was on That 70s Show. She dated Ashton Kutcher. This is their picture. She's like a blonde girl.
Oh, she was the crazy one on there.
Oh, okay.
She was, like, on a couple episodes.
Oh, wow, they dated for 3 years. Splitting up in 2001. Some of you kids listening might have been born in that year.
I don't think kids really listen to this.
No?
Oh, yeah. It's, like, older.
We don't know our demographic, guys. It doesn't tell us because Megan asked it. She's like, what's the demographic?
Because I was like, well, maybe it'd be a cool episode if we told people, you know, like, what to expect when you go to college.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, they probably don't listen to this.
True. Oh, man. Jennifer Love Hewitt and Joey Lawrence. That's kind of expected.
Yeah.
Here we go. Remember Heather Graham?
No.
Okay, I'll show you the picture. And Matthew Perry.
Where did they meet?
Let's see. It says, the pair dated briefly in 2003, but it all ended fine because the two actors have remained friends.
With benefits.
With Graham guest starring on... Oh, it doesn't say where they met, though. Probably Friends, right? Wasn't she... Who did she play in Friends? She was definitely on it. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I've
barely seen that girl.
Really? She's definitely like a 90s actress. Oh my god.
Career is done.
Michael Keaton and Courtney Cox.
Really?
Yeah. It says,
let me see the pic.
Oh my god. He looks so much worse than now. He looks a lot better now.
He looks awful.
Yeah.
That hair.
Ooh.
He looks like he's trying to be Jerry Seinfeld.
He must... Does he have gray hair now? I think he dyes it.
He buzzes it.
Oh, he buzzes it? Mm-hmm. If you're old, I feel like that might be the best option. Because mm-hmm. He looks a lot better now. Let's see. They dated... the pair dated for 6 years, but in 1995 part of their way. So they were dating before we were born.
Yeah, who cares about that then?
Oh, we were just talking about this person. Tyra Banks and Seal.
Yeah.
Look at the picture.
When did that happen? After Heidi Klum dumped his ass?
Yeah. It says, Heidi Klum's ex-hubby managed to woo supermodel in 1996.
Oh, so it was before. He just liked all the models.
Oh, my God. Justin Timberlake must get around.
He's Justin Timberlake. He brought sexy back.
Now I understand why people are like, oh my god, how did he end up with Jessica Biel? Because he dated Fergie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm showing her all the pictures, so.
Yeah, they kind of match. It's better than Josh Duhamel and Fergie.
Duhamel?
Isn't it Duhamel, Duhamel?
Duhamel.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Josh, you can't try to correct me because you always say I think so.
I'm never confident enough to go, yes. From here on out, I'm going to be like, yes, it's Josh Duhamel. Duhamel. All right. I'm going to skip those because some of these I don't know who they are. Or I only know one person, so I'm going to skip them. Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Ew.
Really? You just don't like Sarah Jessica.
Uh-uh.
I think they match, kind of. They brought this one up on their podcast, and I was like, yeah, those ones do go together. No?
Your boyfriend just texted me.
What'd he say?
He said, I'm leaving Amanda for you.
Oh, my God.
Scandal! All
right, let's get this live on the air. What'd he say?
He says, I have Friday and Saturday night off next weekend. We're going to see Planet of the Apes.
Oh, he doesn't tell me those things. I'm going to say, I'm going to text him right now and be like, excuse me? Oh, my gosh. Sorry, guys. We're kind of like, we just went shopping before this, so we're a little tired. And I'm going to be on vacation these next 2 weeks. So if we seem kind of like blah, it's because we're tired and we have to get this episode done today. Because I leave for Michigan on Thursday. So, yeah, I think those two, I mean, they work in my eyes. Let's see, when did they date? They dated from 1984 to 1991.
Who's that?
Robert Downey and Sarah Jessica.
Hmm.
I can't believe he went to, like, prison and stuff.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
For what? He kill a man?
Drugs. I'm pretty sure.
Stupid way to go to prison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind.
Thought this said, wow, got us all hyped.
I thought this said Robin Williams, and I was like, oh my god. It says Robbie Williams and Cameron Diaz. I don't know who Robbie Williams is.
Is it a baseball player?
No, this is the picture.
Ugh, he looks like greaseball kid.
So does she. Josh texted, what did he text you?
He said, either day.
Oh, what'd you say to him?
I said, let me text my boyfriend and see what days he has off. And if he doesn't have any off, would leave in his ass.
Wow, they're gonna go canoodle without us?
Yep.
Oh, they've hung out without us before.
We have. We've gone shopping together.
Mm-hmm. I said, excuse me? He said, what? Did I leave another dish?
She's got him whipped.
No. So you sneaking behind my back.
Although he's like, you're not supposed to be with her right now. Lady brought her little treat in here so she can eat while we're podcasting.
She said, I'm just going to sit right here.
I have to sit down here. Now we've just, no, okay, that's enough. Go eat. Go away.
Okay, I'm going to try and go to the other,
give us some website. Juicy.
All right, we're going to Billboard. Okay.
Oh, we have air horns. I wonder if this works if we clicked on it.
Oh. My ears. Oh my god, look at the wave on that.
You're gonna love it, you guys.
So if we get to like a crazy one. God. He thinks I'm serious. He said, how was I sneaking?
Oh my god, leave his ass.
Hello, Owen.
We're on the podcast.
All right. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Back to what we originally were doing here. All right. Got ads for Bacardi on here. Benji Madden and Cameron Diaz.
I knew that one.
All right, we're going to just, like, knock these out. Let's do this quick. Cher and Tom Cruise.
Ew.
That's disgusting. Simon Cowell and Carmen Electra.
Ew.
That is the worst one.
Who paid
her? Look up pictures of them. She's too good for him.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said, who paid her?
When did they date? This one doesn't really say.
Was it even true?
They met on Britain's Got Talent, but I thought he was married. Maybe they got divorced?
Scandal.
Okay. Oh, here's your girl, Britney Spears. And Colin Farrell.
Baby.
Colin Farrell's cute.
Not with them. They do not match.
Mm-mm.
They're like weirdly paired.
I feel like he, no offense to Britney, but I think he's too intellectual for her.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, I think he would like have a lot of like good thing. I don't know. Like, he'd be a good conversation.
I feel like he also does a lot of drugs.
Okay, they didn't date, but these two people went on a date. That's what this says. Shia LaBeouf. Can you guess who
Rihanna.
Would you? How did you know that?
Because I already knew it.
Oh my god. You suck. Okay.
I'm good at this game.
We should make this game. Okay. This person put Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. Like, we don't know that already.
Bitch.
Okay.
What?
Let's see. This one's actually a lot easier. Hold on. Madonna?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to be the guy?
I need a hint. There's like 5 billion people in the world.
One of the only men that can go to North Korea.
Oh, I don't know.
Dennis Rodman.
I didn't know that.
No? Mm-mm. Everyone knows that.
Who's that?
Everyone knows that.
Can
I don't
you
know.
Specify? Lady, did you know that? Where'd she go? Supposed to back me up.
Okay, let's see here. Wow, these have a lot of the same or just, like, obvious.
This is a very eventful game.
Sorry. Okay. Shia LaBeouf once went on a date with.
We already said
no,
Rihanna.
There's another one.
I need hints.
Disney Channel star.
like early 90s Disney mm-hmm. Channel. Raven Simone.
Our girl, Hillary Duff.
Oh.
That was so unhyped. Funny.
Cool.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to go back to the other one. It was better. And there's tons. It just doesn't end. Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, you know the mom from Modern Family?
Mm-hmm.
She dated David Spade.
David Spade. Oh.
Julie Bowen is that woman's name, by the way, if you don't watch Modern Family. That's weird. Yeah, this one's a lot better.
I mean, they're both comedians.
Oh, here we go. Winona Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
And can you guess the guy? He's a big actor now, like a big, like action, I would say, or action suspense, but what really well known.
Bruce Willis.
Matt Damon.
Hmm.
Right? Does he do action movies?
I wouldn't have thought of him as action.
I know, he's kind of hard, he's kind of in there, I don't know.
If you would have said, like, Boston-based movies, I would have either thought of Marky Mark. Ben Affleck or him.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. Oh, there's another Simon Cowell.
Because he always has that Boston accent.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
I just know, I always think of the Bourne movies when I think of him.
I think of Good Will Hunting.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Good movie.
Good movie?
It's on Netflix.
Good movie.
Mm-hmm.
What is Lady doing?
It's got Robin Williams in it.
Is it just him and Robin?
Ben Affleck's in it, too.
Didn't they write it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying.
It's like one of my top movies.
Alanis Morissette.
And Joey.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did she write any songs about him?
Probably.
Because Uncle Joey got a lot.
This was before Blake Lively and before, because, Ryan Reynolds was also married to Scarlett Johansson.
I knew that.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God he's
they didn't have a long marriage, though.
No, I feel like they are probably both too busy.
That, and there was like two really pretty people in the same room. I guess Blake Lively, but I feel like Scarlett Johansson, she's like the kind of woman, she comes in the room and she kind of like takes over. Whereas Blake Lively, like, she's pretty and she's kind of like passive.
You think so?
Yeah. I think she's more like fun.
Versus Scarlett's I'm a badass. I don't know. It's so weird, though, because Scarlett Johansson was, like, no offense. She was, like, ugly duckling teenager,
mm-hmm.
like, big time. But Blake Lively's always been really pretty.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Real.
I'm still working on that.
So would you rather look like Scarlett or look like Blake?
Blake.
Me too.
That wasn't even a question.
Let's see. Let's keep going here. Oh, my God. I don't know these people. We're going to keep going. Keep on going. Matthew McConaughey and Janet Jackson. Look at
weird.
This picture. What was it?
It looks photoshopped.
It does. She has a six-pack in this. Holy
yeah,
moly.
Yeah, Janet's known for, yo-yo dieting. Her and Oprah, the face of yo-yo dieting.
Me too.
No, not to the extent of them. Seriously, one week, 115 pounds, the next week, 180.
God. That's
hard. Remember when, Janet, she was, coming back, and she was, huge?
Mm-mm.
And then she just dropped it.
She's big, she just had a baby, right?
I think so.
Woman is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've never heard, a Janet Jackson song, really.
Really?
I'm trying to think.
Rhythm Nation?
Mm-mm.
We are the heart of the Rhythm Nation.
Sing it loud and proud. Did she have one with Michael?
Yeah, Scream.
Scream.
You know Janet songs. I'll show you some after the podcast. There's a lot of popular ones.
Okay. We'll mm-hmm. check it out after. Mm-hmm. We won't get copyrighted.
Don't. Report us.
Don't do that.
The FBI is already listening in. I probably got copyrighted just for singing that snippet.
Damn them. All right, let's just do a couple more here. Cameron Diaz and Jared Leto. That's pretty weird, but still, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds and Melissa Joan Hart. Do you know Melissa Joan Hart is? Mm-hmm. Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
I know her as is it Carissa Tells It All?
Oh, Carissa Tells It All. Yep. Ryan Reynolds, that was when he was 19. Yeah, that's crazy.
That was her prime, though.
Yeah. She really, what does she do now? She's the so mom?
She's on the Melissa and Joey show on, now it's Freeform.
Oh.
It was ABC Family.
Are they, like, dating in that show? Not, like, in real life, but in that show?
I think it's progressed into that. I don't know. I don't watch the show.
I know they were, like, he was, like, her housekeeper or something. I don't know.
He was the manny.
I hate those shows when you know the couple is going to get together and you're just kind of, like, waiting it out. But when they do get, it's like New Girl. Like, when Jess and Nick got together, it was like, oh, yay. And then when they're dating, you're just like, break up. Like, you're too nice.
It's like Ross and Rachel.
Yeah. So I think that's why that show worked, because they kept them broken up. Mm-hmm. And they kind of like, oh, they might get back together.
Mm-hmm. You were just waiting for it. Mm-hmm. And then the Monica and Chandler thing, you're like, we like them together.
And it worked, too, because they ended the show right when they got back together for Ross and Rachel. And you didn't have to see them canoodling.
Mm-mm.
It was perfect. Good writers right there.
Good show.
Okay, you know Janice from Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Her name's Lizzie Kaplan. Her and Matthew Perry dated.
Really?
Yeah.
What year?
Oh, 6 years they dated. And they got together in 2006. So, quite a long time.
Because she didn't really come back up until, like, here recently.
Yeah.
She was in, what's that musician?
Oh. Movie? Oh.
Now You See Me. Two.
She wasn't in one, right?
And she was in the HBO show Masters of Sex.
Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. With my man Michael Sheen. That's who it is. Michael Sheen's ex-wife. What's her name?
Rachel McAdams.
No, the one before that. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't keep up with
the one that Resident Evil. Do you know Brunette, or not Resident Evil?
Kate something?
Kate. You guys all know him.
Bison? If not,
yeah, something like that.
Benson?
Michael Sheen's ex-wife, I don't know. She's the one that saved a 21-year-old.
She's not a model.
Yeah. Also, did Rachel McAdams, because I was looking at my time hop, and you were like, oh, Michael Sheen knocked up Rachel McAdams. But I don't remember her ever having a baby.
I don't either.
So maybe it was just a rumor?
It was a hoax.
Because I was like, oh my God. And I tried to look it up and nothing. Sofia Vergara and Enrique Iglesias. That's kind of like one that's not odd, but just for one you forgot about.
It was like perfect though.
Madonna dated everybody.
She's just a slut.
Her and Vanilla Ice.
Ugh, yuck. Like, she was just with people that were current at the time.
You think so? She's smart though. Keeps you... Right?
Yeah, she's like, I gotta stay on top of this.
Oh my God. Christian Bale. By the way, I gotta show you this picture. And Drew Barrymore. Look how little Christian Bale looks.
Oh! He looks 13.
Look at up young Christian Bale. He looks like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
How young are they?
It was like 20 years ago, this says. Wait, it says...
they would have been teenagers.
Imagine these two, but together, but 20 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, because what? E.T. is having its, what, 25th anniversary, like last year or something? And she was, what, 8?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so they're pretty young then. Mm-hmm. Probably like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he was like an actor back then.
You know, you don't know about that. For like a lot of people, and then you like look at them and they're like, oh my God, they were dating so and so. They weren't even relevant.
Yeah.
So it just shows in Hollywood it takes a long time for you to come up, but you know, with social media nowadays, all you gotta do is post the nudie pic and you're famous.
You're
thanks, Kim K.
You taught us all. Okay, Vanessa Hudgens and Josh Hutcherson. It's a lot of H's in there. They seem like, I didn't know they dated. Kim K. And Nick Lachey.
Yuck.
Ah, so I was watching one of those React ones without you. I'm sorry.
Oh, what? My God.
There's a channel on YouTube called the React Channel, and it was like teens react to 2000s.
MTV shows, I believe it was, mm-hmm. and none of them knew what Newlyweds was. And that was my favorite.
That wasn't a long-lived show, though.
I think it only lasted 3 years. How mm-hmm. long their marriage was, what, 3 years? Who puts themselves in a reality show literally the day they get married, though? And then, like, from there on out.
I don't know. And it just, you know, emphasized how stupid Jessica Simpson is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I love it, though. It's because it's so entertaining to watch. Because he was like, she was like, oh, I bought some new sheets. And he was like, and she was trying to wash them. She's like, how do I wash these? And he's like, how much did you spend on these? And she's like, just $600.
Some people shouldn't be allowed credit cards.
It's bad because she's just dumb. And you can tell, like, in the show, too, she was just taking everything she had for granted. Because I'm sure
she's like, if I could compare her to, like, a childhood mm-hmm. character that I, like, read or watched as a kid, Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah. Yes.
She's the Amelia Bedelia of our lives.
I think that's why I enjoyed watching the Ashley Simpson show so much more. It's because you're just like, you're so much better than your sister.
No, I never watched that one. I was more into, like, MTV Cribs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just listened to a podcast with, I love Room Raiders, with Aaron Carter, and he was saying that he had to do the same day he was doing his MTV Cribs, his parents were getting divorced, and they were going to take everything away.
Oh, like, so they said, hurry up and get in here.
Yeah, he was like, oh, God. He's weird. Weird dude.
Yes, he's turned into a big weirdo. You have any more? I feel like this is turning into a very long podcast.
How long have we been going?
I don't know, but it's went past this point, and oh, this is shit. What it was last time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Two more, then, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd. That's really weird.
Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
So Phoebe's husband?
Phoebe's husband cheated on me? Okay. I want to pick a good one to end on. Give me just a second just to peek through here. Okay. I'll end on this one. Sandra Bullock, our girl again. I love her. Mm-hmm. And Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, they would have been a nice couple.
Mm-hmm. But you think, I don't know. I think he would have voted for Trump.
Really? I don't think so.
Mm.
He's just a Southern man.
Oh, you gotta look up some stuff about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's it, guys. That's all.
I feel like he's pretty free-willed. He's the one who got caught butt-ass naked with a pair of bongos.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you guys...
druggy.
Really? If you guys want another episode of this, we only got halfway through the list, so...
let us know.
Maybe it'd be more exciting if you could do half and I do half next time.
Maybe. But next episode, we're not doing the collab next one, right?
Nope, it'd be the episode after. That I believe.
All right. Well, I feel like the next episode we should FaceTime live.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can try that.
So we'll set out a date and a time to do the Facebook live. Don't expect a large amount of time in advance.
Oh yeah.
Maybe like a day.
You shouldn't expect an episode from us after this one for 2 weeks, I think.
Right.
So just prepare. We did 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. Although we did miss a couple before that, but then, yeah, we'll come back. I think. The very end of our July.
Don't forget about us.
Don't forget about us. Okay. That's Josh. Never mind.
It's time to go. We gotta go. Bye. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Follow Back to the Review, it's your podcast. Follow us on all our socials and subscribe.
Subscribe. Okay. See you later. Bye. Lady, shut up. The fuck? Where's the alcohol?